brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Before I get into today's podcast episode, I would like to say only a few words about the madness that's going on in the world right now. I call it madness because anytime innocent people are paying the price for complicated, deeply rooted political problems, to me, that is madness. Technically, there is a lot I'd like to say, but no matter what I say, it's not going to change what has already happened. I think about every single innocent human being on both sides who has senselessly lost his or her life. My heart aches for every single one of them. May they all rest in peace. Also, honestly, I have purposely chosen to share a story of hope, perseverance, and positivity with you in today's episode because I don't want all this madness that's going on around the world to take away our own hope and our own ability to continue to believe. Remember, please, we can never, ever lose our hope, because if we do, then what even is the point of all this? So please find hope and inspiration in today's podcast episode and let it motivate you to nurture your own dreams and keep on going towards your own goals. So, hello, dear students, and welcome to yet another episode of You, Me, and Words, your favorite English learning podcast. I'm your host, Teacher Sam, and this is episode 193. Today, I have a truly inspiring story for you, and as always, in the process, we will learn some essential English words that will help elevate your vocabulary. So grab your notebooks and let's dive right in. Vinicius, or as he's better known in the MMA community, Lock Dog, wasn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth. This idiom, born with a silver spoon, means that a person is born into wealth and opportunities. In other words, if someone is born with a silver spoon in their mouth, we could argue that he or she has an easy life. They have money, they have opportunities, they don't have to suffer much in the sense of having problems with money and having to work two or three jobs just to be able to support themselves. So that I can better explain all of this to you, let's use the Kardashians as an example. They are mega rich. Their kids were born with a silver spoon in their mouth, meaning they were born into a lot of money. They have a lot of opportunities and many open doors. They are not hungry. They don't have to work hard to earn money. Do you now understand the meaning of this idiom? So, Vinicius, or as he's better known in the MMA community, Lock Dog, wasn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth. In fact, he grew up in a neighborhood in Brazil that struggled with poverty, a place where dreams often faded before they even began. Poverty is a noun. When people live in poverty, they don't have money. Simply put, they are poor. So, Vinicius grew up in a place where dreams often disappeared before they even began, where dreams often faded before they even began. However, even in the midst of adversity, Vinicius clung to hope. The word adversity means difficult situations or conditions, and clung to hope means stay connected to hope. So let's read that again together here. Even in the midst of adversity, Vinicius clung to hope. Even through tough times, Vinicius stayed connected to hope. By the way, Vinicius faced plenty of adversity, but rather than letting his circumstances define him, he channeled his energy into MMA, a sport that not only became his passion, but also his ticket out of a potential life of crime and despair. What is MMA, you ask? MMA means mixed martial arts. It's a sport where people use different fighting styles to compete. They can punch, kick, and wrestle, both standing up and on the ground. The UFC is a famous organization that has MMA fights and MMA fighters. What is despair? It's the same as no hope, misery. So, Vinicius faced plenty of adversity. But rather than letting his circumstances define him, he channeled his energy into MMA, a sport that not only became his passion, but also his ticket out of a potential life of crime and despair. In that sense, we could argue that perhaps MMA saved Vinicius's life. So, how do I know Vinicius, and why do I want to share his story with you all? Well, several months ago, he reached out to me with an earnest request. The word earnest means sincere, honest, or serious in intention. Vinicius told me that he really wanted to participate in a competition called Dana White's Contender Series in Las Vegas. For anyone who doesn't know, Dana White is the president of the UFC, and obviously any professional fighter dreams of fighting for the UFC because it is truly the biggest MMA organization in the world. So, the president of the UFC hosts a competition called Dana White's Contender Series in Las Vegas, where fighters from all over the world participate, hoping they will win and thereby get a contract with the UFC. So, when Vinicius reached out to me, he told me that he really wanted to participate in Dana White's Contender Series in Las Vegas. But there was one stumbling block: his English. In other words, there was one obstacle, one limitation: his English. He worried that without being able to communicate effectively, his dreams might remain just that. Dreams. So we decided to work together. To be honest, I also felt so determined and committed to help him learn at least some English. From our first lesson together, it was evident, it was clear, Vinicius was a fighter in more ways than one, not only in the ring, but in the classroom as well. He was punctual, dedicated, and relentless. When a person is punctual, they are always on time. Relentless is a word that means continuing in a determined way without any interruption. And that's precisely what Vinicius was: relentless in his pursuit of English mastery and his UFC dream. Every single class, we tried our best. We didn't know exactly what type of questions they would ask him during the Contender Series, so we practiced all kinds of possible questions, like, for example, what's your name, where are you from, how did you get into MMA, which fighters do you look up to, etc., etc., etc. What I can tell you, dear students, is that during our classes, I didn't see Vinicius use excuses to not learn. I didn't see him feel sorry for himself. I only saw him pushing forward, each class more and more. In fact, I remember one day Vinicius couldn't make it to our class and he sent me a message. Through that message, he sent me a picture of the road that he was on. He was on his motorcycle on his way home. but it was pouring outside. It was raining a lot outside, so there was a lot of traffic on the road. And because of that, Vinicius arrived late to our class. But what impressed me is that even though he was in an inconvenient situation, he still didn't forget to message me and let me know that he was running late. I felt very good about that message. It showed me that he cares about our classes. It showed me that he respects my time and that he doesn't take our classes for granted. I was very grateful for that. In fact, that made me even more determined to help him learn English. Time flew, and soon it was time for the Contender Series. So, Vinicius traveled to the United States, specifically to Las Vegas, for the first time in his life. After arriving to Las Vegas, Vinicius had his first interview in English. He told me that he was super nervous about it, but guess what? He didn't back down. In other words, he didn't walk away from the interview. He went through it, and he did a great job. I remember listening to his voice message. He said something like, "Oh my God, teacher, I was a little lost at first. I was nervous, but I answered every question." In fact, I'll play the audio for you here so that you can hear it. Let's listen together.
"The same thing that you have asked for me, but I was lost here. I got nervous, but I answered everything right. But it wasn't perfect, I know that. I couldn't be better."
So, you see, he too was nervous, but he did it. And that's it right there, dear students. It's not that you won't feel nervous. It's that you will do it. You will speak in English despite feeling nervous. That's the point right there. So, on September 26th, it was time to fight. But see, it wasn't only time to fight. It was time for Vinicius to fight for his dream. This was a big deal to him. A contract with the UFC could potentially change his life, his entire family's life. At home in Brazil, he had his dear grandparents watching the fight, anxiously waiting, praying that he will win. He also had his wife watching the fight, his wife, who, by the way, is expecting their first precious child. Guys, a lot is at stake here for Vinicius. In other words, a lot is at stake means there is so much to be gained or lost depending on the outcome of a situation. It suggests that the situation is important and has serious consequences. I mean, he has people who depend on him. This fight isn't just about Vinicius. So, on fight night, Vinicius, with a fire in his eyes, took on his opponent with unparalleled vigor. Vigor means energy, enthusiasm, or force, and in a twist that felt like a scene out of a Hollywood movie, Vinicius won with a jaw-dropping knockout. Yes, he knocked out his opponent. Guys, everyone was in awe, including the president of the UFC, Dana White. When people are in awe, they are amazed by something. They are shocked. What is the pinnacle of our story? What is the highlight of our story? Vinicius secured a UFC contract. He got the UFC contract. What's the best part? He faced all his interviews in English and sailed through them with confidence. To be honest, most of the time, he didn't even need the help of an interpreter. In fact, I'm going to play the exact words of Dana White as he informed Vinicius that he is now officially part of the UFC. I mean, guys, please listen to this and imagine, just imagine for 1 second how amazing this must have felt for Vinicius. Let's take a listen.
Let's start with the first fight. Oliveira absolutely picked him apart, then delivered one of the nastiest knockouts of the season. He's 19-3 with 14 knockouts, 2 subs. He's 27 years old. He's one of these guys that I feel like, you know, we can put in big fights right away. Hey, kid, you better be watching SportsCenter tomorrow. I bet you're going to be on it. That was an incredible. You're going to be one of the top 10 plays tomorrow for sure. Welcome to the UFC.
Vinicius de Oliveira, welcome to the UFC.
So guys, that's the president of the UFC addressing Vinicius. It's like Vinicius is literally sitting there listening to the president of the UFC, welcoming him to the UFC and seriously complimenting him on his incredible fight. Can you guys imagine how Vinicius must have felt? What an amazing story, you guys. What an amazing story, Vinicius Lockdog. Thank you for letting me share it with all our English learning students here. You see, in Vinicius's journey, we witnessed the magic of determination, perseverance, and the belief in oneself. His story teaches us that no dream is too big if one has the passion and commitment. As we wrap up today's episode, let's reflect on Vinicius's journey and remember, our backgrounds might influence who we are, but we are responsible for who we become. Let's also take a moment to appreciate the new words we learned today and remember to practice them. Thank you for joining me on this episode of You, Me, and Words. Always remember, language has the power to shape dreams, and dreams have the power to shape the world. Until next time, keep learning and keep dreaming.